Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm going very well. So where does this issue kind of stand against the wider backdrop of, you know, geopolitics right now? Well, you know, what's its significance in the current situation?
On a global scale, I think you have to look at, we live in the era of the United States as the self-declared global hegemon or leader. Called itself the world's first, last, and only truly global empire, and in that context, is the United States keeps its eye on and domain over the whole planet to make sure its interests are not being violated, and it sees independent countries like Iran as a spoiler of that rule, but more importantly, they see the alliances of countries such as Russia and China, which the United States regards as existential threats to its monopoly of global power, as allies and backers of countries like Iran.
Now, Wayne, it seems that, you know, the U.S., as they have in, you know, recent times with a lot of their kind of unilateral measures, have been scrambling to try and make allies during this dispute. What kind of countries are backing the U.S., and why might they be doing that?
The interesting one on this is because it's so, in a sense, blatantly illegal. It's the United States that broke the contract or the deal between Iran, United States, UK, France, Germany, Russia, and now it's putting sanctions on Iran for the consequences of its own violations of walking out on a treaty. Is that the Europeans are very cautious about this because they saw a great economic benefit in being able to normalise relations with Iran. But within its allies, the United Kingdom is the most willing of the European allies. In the Middle East, of course, you have Saudi Arabia, Israel and the United Arab Emirates all expect to get something out of putting Iran in its place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, worldwide, you get countries like Australia, Canada, as countries that are really under the auspices of the United mm-hmm. States that usually go along reluctantly or otherwise, like the United States does.
Now, Wayne, we've seen this kind of, I guess, you know, these sort of sanctions placed on countries before in a sort of, I guess, attempt to bully other countries into complying with, you know, the wishes of the United States, for example. How effective are these sort of sanctions in reality?
The Iranian economy, a lot like the Venezuelan economy and others, are actually strangled. Sanctions are not separate from or instead of war. A lot of people think that. Mm-hmm. It's the equivalent in war of the siege of the city to starve the people out. And this is having a massive... Iran's oil, which it's a major oil exporter, has been cut down to 20% and falling of what it was only 12 months ago. There's a very interesting little thing here is US is now a energy exporter. And how it's got there is by high prices of oil. So countries like Saudi Arabia and America actually benefit from these embargoes mm-hmm. they've got on Venezuelan and Iranian oil. They've knocked out the world's largest oil reserve holder and I think the world's second or third largest oil exporter. So that keeps the price up, which allows U.S. oil extraction and tar sand extraction to be profitable. So there's an actual economic vested interest in creating high oil prices through embargoes.
Right. Yeah. So, Wayne, where do you see this issue sort of developing? We see, you know, we've had this, you know, the sanctions placed down. We've had Iran obviously not very happy about it. Where is this issue going to maybe lead in the future?
I think about 30% of the world's oil that is shipped through the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any breakout here, is just the cutting off of oil supply could be enough to trigger another global economic crisis.
Mm-hmm.
There's those signs. But more importantly is if the Iranians are attacked, they're not sufficiently strong militarily to beat the Americans, of course, because they're nowhere near America. It's America's near them. But what will happen is they do have allies and they do have capability. And you could see this break out into a Middle East conflagration generally,
mm-hmm.
Because people like Hezbollah in Lebanon will come in because they are seen as one of the allies of Iran. You'll see a general. And these places aren't very far from each other. Just look at a map, and
yeah.
you can see how close this is. The United States itself, there's a lot of people warning against this, even for the United States' own sake. It's got its main military, a lot of military bases and assets, but above all is the disruption of the world's oil supply.
Yeah.
Is going to cause great economic impact, but it runs the risk of dragging in a war with nuclear-armed powers, not least of all Israel, but especially China and Russia, have drawn a red line and told America, basically, to go no further, to lay off.
We'll have to keep an eye on the situation. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Wayne.
Righto.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Sam, and mm-hmm. talk to you some other time.
Thank you.
All-